He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning, May 22nd, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Right now, it looks like we've got a mixed market. That's okay. We'll take a mixed market. The NASDAQ is up 10 points. Let's begin with the good news there. The NASDAQ is up 10. 5,100 on the NASDAQ at or near new all-time highs. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is off 15 points. The Dow is stalled, waiting for a resumption of earnings growth in America. Will it come or not? The Dow is at 18,270. The S&P just went positive, just now, up 8 cents to 2,130.98. at or near new all-time highs. Oil, which had a really good day on Thursday, and in fact, I want to say, I believe this is a correct statistic, that oil, crude oil prices have been up for the last 10 weeks in a row. Hey, wasn't that one of the factors that was holding down earnings growth for the S&P 500? That's got to be bullish for the market. 10 straight weeks of rising crude oil prices. Gold can't get out of its own way. $1,203 on an ounce of gold today. The euro is at 1.1017. And the 10-year yield, this is the one that I would be nervous about if I had any bonds whatsoever, unless I'm going to hold them to maturity in my portfolio. 2.21 today. And I see the Fed between a rock and a hard place, and I'll let you know why here in a bit. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. If you're coming to San Diego for a long holiday weekend, it's cold here for us. We were walking home from the ball game last night where we saw our Padres slowly sinking into the West, which we normally do about this time of year, after all kinds of hopes. And my wife says, "Ooh, it's cold." And I looked at my iPhone. It was 61 degrees, but windy, you know, with a wind chill factor. It had to have been 58 or 59. I said, "Hey, would you rather be walking home from a game in Boston tonight?" There's a little bit of a difference there. But, you know, people come to San Diego to vacation, to lay around the pool, to walk on the beach and get some sunshine. Doesn't look like this will be the weekend to do that. All right, look, I got a lot to talk about here today, so let's get right to it. We had inflation numbers. We had CPI numbers that were hotter than expected. But I've been warning now. I said, look, here's a problem that the Fed has. The Fed has a big problem. And of course, many have been talking about this problem that the Fed would face here at some point in time. And that problem is here now at the doorstep. The Fed has still got a zero interest rate policy when long-term rates are closer to 3.5-4%. They have got to start moving in that direction. That's problem number one. They're way off from where interest rates should be. But, of course, they've done that to juice the economy, which probably, I don't know that it would stand on its own two feet had it not been for the Fed these last many years, juicing our U.S. economy. And even with all the juicing that we've received, we still have only had about 3% growth. Take away the Fed stimulus, I don't know where we would be. That would be an interesting thing for the Columbia professors to sit around and discuss over the next several years. But we are still at a zero interest rate policy. And we have CPI numbers that came out a little bit hotter. They showed a spike in core consumer prices, prompting some concerns that an uptick in inflation could provide ammunition for an argument favoring a rate hike in the near term. Look, it doesn't matter whether it's in the near term or whether it's June, July, August, September, October, November, or any day ending in 31. It's coming. A rate hike is coming, and several rate hikes are coming, and I'm sure they'll be measured, and the Fed thinks they have it under control. But I still worry. Gunderson, you're sounding this alarm on the bond market. We're tired of hearing it. Well, I'm here on the watchtower on the 19th floor in San Diego looking out on the horizon. I can't quite see all the way to Hawaii, but I can see to Catalina today. It is a very clear day. Beautiful. Clear. Wow. I'm sounding the alarm about the bond market, especially liquidity in the bond market, because there's going to be a rush out of the bond market into cash, into stocks, into China, into mattresses, into CDs, whatever. And it's going to cause quite a mess in your portfolio, especially to that principal side of your portfolio. And others are saying it too now. They're starting to join the chorus. Of course, there's been a chorus growing for quite some time. But in my newsletter, I think 3 weeks ago or whatever, I pinpointed the day that at least Gunderson said a new bear market has begun in the bond market. Look out. Get out of the way. And you know what? I mean, it's up to you whether you want to listen or not. When the 2008 bear market came along, there were those that were out there warning that we were in trouble, that real estate prices had risen too fast. I talked about it in my newsletter, the game that had been going on of giving people no money down loans, no credit checks, no documentation, interest rate only in many cases. And then they were packaging those loans and selling them to little towns in Norway and all across America, all across the world, infecting bad loan, just getting ready to explode at any point in time like a virus, and it happened. And there were many people that didn't listen. And instead, you know, they listened to the asset allocation models, and they listened to all the people that say you should stay fully invested in certain asset classes at all times. Well, I'm just here to say that I don't like what I see in the bond market at all. And I'm happy to be sitting here bond free. Bond free. I don't have one bond holding amongst the many accounts and the gob of money that I manage here at Gunderson Capital Management. Okay, enough about the bond market. The China bull. And I've been also saying that the second cheapest market in the world, Russia's probably caught up with China now. Last time I looked, Russia had a P.E. ratio of 8.5, and China had a P.E. ratio of about 10. Meanwhile, over here in America, we have a P.E. ratio of 20. The Chinese stock market burst back to life again this week, continuing a year-long rally in the world's second-largest economy as Beijing steps up monetary easing. Hear that? Monetary easing. We don't have it anymore in America. What did monetary easing do for America? 311% return on the stock market. Now Beijing is trying it out. And money floods in from overseas, and a lot of that's Gunderson Capital Management money, due to the new trading link with Hong Kong, which I also brought to your attention earlier this year. That trading link to Hong Kong gives us access to stocks, and I'm going to feature a couple here today, access to stocks that we couldn't buy before. The rally took a brief pause recently on worries it had gone too far and too fast, but remember, still, a way cheaper P.E. ratio in China than in the U.S. It seems like the bulls have returned. The Shanghai Composite, this is the one that we have access to, those A shares, advanced 2.8% today, taking gains to 8.9% this week, while Shenzhen rose 1.1% to bring its rally to a 12.2% gain over the last 5 days. We're constantly searching for value. We're constantly searching for asset classes that have the wind at their back and not the wind at their face. And right now, the bond market, the U.S. bond market, has the wind at its face. The U.S. stock market right now is like a sailboat waiting for the wind to pick up again, and I believe it will. But right now, it's stalled a little bit. The Chinese stock market, on the other hand, has the wind at its back right now, and it's still one of the cheapest markets in the world. When we come back, we're not going to talk about AIG. We're not going to talk about Allstate. We're not going to talk about the big insurers here in America. Instead, we're going to talk about Ping, P-I-N-G, which is one that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. And maybe we'll pick another one to talk about. We're going to talk a little Chinese when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've been talking about robots in the market. We're going to talk about a symbol, a ticker symbol, 2318:HK. 2318.HK. That sounds like R2-D2, maybe managing portfolios over there at, I think they're going down the wrong road, dumbing down the investment process to do it mechanically. That's just me. We'll see where it all goes. There's a trend in that direction right now, just like there was a trend in dot-com stocks in 2000, just like there was a trend of buying mortgage package securities. What do they call those? When they packaged up all these toxic mortgages into a nice little package and said, look, here are a nice package with a good yield full of these mortgages. And they were just toxic waste. Now, I'm not saying the robots are going to lead to toxic waste, but I just don't think it's the most intelligent way, even though that's the name of it, intelligent investing. I'm going to talk about 2318.HK instead. You know, I noticed a trend. And in fact, once it was announced that these Chinese stocks would be available now through the Hong Kong Exchange to invest in, you notice that 2318.HK means that it trades on the Hong Kong Exchange, does Ping An Insurance Group Company of China LTD. That's a mouthful. It's also one of the hottest stocks in the world. And when they started adding these stocks, I said, you know what? It makes perfect sense, Gunderson, to start adding some of these stocks to the app. And I've been adding them as fast as I possibly can. Now you say, I can't buy 2318 .HK here in my Ameritrade. Maybe you can. I don't know. At Scott Trade, I asked this question. I'm a member of the advisory council that met this past week in lovely San Diego, California, and I asked the question. I'm always way out ahead of Scott Trade. They have a hard time keeping up with me. Their whole trading system for advisors has pretty much evolved from what I do here at Gunderson Capital Management. And now I'm asking them to do something else. I don't know if they'll be able to do it, to give us access as advisors and to give their clients access as Scott Trade clients to these foreign exchanges. Interactive Brokers does it, and other firms are offering it. Now, we have to do it through Scott Trade, through their like companies that trade here in America on the pink sheets, which are nearly as liquid as is the Hong Kong Stock Exchange. So if you see a commercial someday and Scott Trade saying we are now offering to our investors stocks that trade on the Hong Kong Exchange, stocks that trade on the London Exchange, stocks that trade on the Frankfurt Exchange, you can thank Bill Gunderson, because I'm the one on the advisory council that has a little bit of say at Scott Trade for them to add, and I don't know what kind of mechanics they've got to go through. I would think it could be a very profitable venture for Scott Trade. So Scott Trade, if you're listening, and they listened to me on Tuesday, I think you ought to take a look at what Interactive Brokers is doing and other firms are doing and offering these stocks and making them available to us. Because it's a whole wide world out there. When I do my relative rankings, I throw everything into the pot. Everything has an equal opportunity to show me where the performance is. And I don't care if it's in Hong Kong. I don't care if it's in Germany. I don't care if it's in Wisconsin. I want to find the most favorable areas in the world. And, you know, here's another truism. The more you have to choose from, the better the choices are, and the more you're going to be able to separate out the nuggets from the rock. And I use the analogy, I used to work with the guy many years ago. His every guy's got his thing, what he likes to do. This guy liked to pack up his panel truck and his dog for the weekend. He'd work with us all week. And he'd get in his diving gear, and he'd put on his wetsuits, and he had these big suction pumps and hoses, and he loved to dive into the cold rivers up in Northern California. I know he did the Merced, which flows out of Yosemite. He loved to get under the water in the freezing cold water with his vacuums and suck the rocks and the rubble from underneath the big boulders in the Merced River. And then he had a separating thing. I can't remember what he called that thing. He built it himself. It would go down the line and it would separate the rock. And every once in a while, a little gold nugget would show up. And he'd come back from his weekend of work, like Memorial Day weekend, where he get 3 days to do this venture. And he would show me a little vial. I mean, just a little vial this big. And maybe there was two or three gold nuggets in there. I don't know what gold was trading at back then. But, you know, it wasn't something I really wanted to go along with him and do. Yeah, that sounds fun, Dick. I think I'll go with you this weekend. You got a wetsuit that'll fit me? No, thanks. But it's true. The more rock that he sifted through his thing, the more gold nuggets he found. That's a truism, and it's the same way in the stock market. So I said to myself, self, you know, at one time when I first put the app out, it had about 2,500 different stocks, mutual funds, indexes to choose from. Now we're up to over 4,000, and I'm adding every single day. And lately, I've been adding, I'm trying to get all of these stocks that trade on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange into the app. And maybe your broker allows you to buy 2318.hk. My broker does, but I have to buy it through the pink sheets here, the over-the-counter pink sheets in America, which don't trade as heavily, do not trade as much volume. Nevertheless, I'm doing just fine with some of these Chinese stocks that I've bought recently. And I did a whole primer in my newsletter recently about this process of going through, for instance, a Hong Kong or a Chinese ETF, take ASHR for example, finding out what's in it and adding those stocks to the Best Stocks Now app. And the Best Stocks Now app, I'm determined to keep it ahead of the competition, which I don't know that there is any, but I'm sure someone's out there trying to mimic it. Well, I say have good luck trying to keep up with me, because I keep running as fast as I possibly can. And now I have a good assortment. And you know what? They compare. When you pull up the insurance sector, it's going to also take a look at the top-ranked stocks, and if it's a Hong Kong stock that's ranked number one, so be it. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about a Hong Kong insurance stock that's blazing right now. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe." Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I was just flipping through the app here, beststocksnowapp.com, and I'm looking at my top 300 ranked stocks. Number one is still Bluebird Bio, which has been red hot. Number two is an ETF. That's very, very unusual. The ETF is the China A-Shares Index, which just became available not too long ago, maybe 9 months ago, something like that. That's the number two ranked asset in the Best Stocks Now app. What's in it? Well, I've already dissected it, and I've added a bunch of stocks. I showed you in the newsletter how I did this and some of the stocks that are in there. Now, as I scroll down using my touch screen here on my iPhone, here's some of the top-ranked stocks in the market right now. How about China Construction Bank, which is C6T.de? How about Ping An Insurance Group, which we're going to talk about next, which is 2318.hk? You've heard of that one, haven't you? How about, let's see, China Lodging Group? What about, let's see, there's several, China Hedged Index. There's a lot. How about China Minching Bank, which is CMAKY? Well, there's a whole wide world out there. And what do we do when the P.E. ratio of the U.S. is 20? We look for cheaper markets around the world. And what do we do when the quantitative easing, when the printing press shuts down? It's been put into storage. I don't know when they'll bring out the printing press again. I got to believe we're renting it and sending it over to Frankfurt, Germany, where they're using that printing press to print money and to quantitatively ease their economy. Well, China's doing it too, and China's a cheaper market. What do we do while the printing presses have shut down in America and while the P.E. ratios, those printing presses have driven the P.E. ratio up to 20 here? Well, we look overseas where they've got much lower P.E. ratios and where the printing presses are firing up and where the ink is flowing. And one of those areas right now is China. Let's go into an individual stock in China. Now, it used to be that we didn't have that many available to us. We had Baidu and we had NetEase. And we had some of the other Chinese stocks. Well, we have Alibaba now, which is rocking. Alibaba the last couple of days is really starting to wake up. But now we're able to get into some of these Chinese stocks. Remember, if that's a huge economy, that's the second biggest economy in the world. There's got to be some great companies. This is like opening up a new section of the river where the guys haven't been yet with their vacuum pumps and their sifting machines to see if there's any gold hiding in that section of the river. And they're only allowing so many permits right now to explore that section of the river. And Gunderson is way out ahead of that and has already got them in the best stocks now. And we're sifting. As we speak, we're sifting and we're finding. And one stock that I found it using the Best Stock Now app, and it is one that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management, is Ping An Insurance. You can buy it if you have access to foreign stocks, but it also trades here in America on the Pink Sheets, PNG. Let's see, PNGAY, Pingay. It is an $86 billion company. No, I think it's even bigger than that. Let me take a look here. You have to kind of go to different sources. Yeah, it's a $100 billion company. So I mean, okay, think of this as AIG or one of our big travelers, maybe. But it's in China. We take a look at the performance of this thing, okay? Over the last 10 years, it's delivered 25% per year to investors, while the market's delivered 6. Over the last 3 years, it's delivered 27% per year, while the market's delivered 17. That's the U.S. market, okay? We're using the S&P 500 as the benchmark for this Chinese stock. Why not? Let's just use one benchmark. Let's compare everything to the U.S. market on a relative basis. And over the last 12 months, Ping An Insurance is up 103%, while the market's up just 13% here in America. 103%. Wow. This thing is hot. Hotter than a pistol. Well, what kind of valuation, though? You know what? I mean, the first thing I would think of, and you're right to think that, wow, all this action in China all of a sudden, I see a bubble developing. And yeah, you're probably right. There is a bubble developing there. But is there still room for valuation? Does valuation still justify the Chinese market going further? Well, I said that the Chinese market currently has a PE, one of the lowest in the world. it's pretty hard to call something a bubble when the valuation isn't a bubble. To me, bubbles are created by valuations that are beyond the mark, way beyond the mark, that can't be justified. And eventually they come back to earth. And I don't see the valuation in China, valuations in China, being bubble-like at all right now. In fact, the forward P.E. ratio right now on Ping An Insurance is about 16 or so. Okay, that's in line with our U.S. markets. But they're printing money over there. We're not printing money over here anymore. And the growth over there is much greater. You know, let's just take a look, for instance, AIG. What are they growing at? AIG, which was one of the big problems back in 2009 when AIG went clear down to 2009. It got down to $5 a share. Might have even gotten lower than that. In fact, here's a stat for you. In 2008, split adjusted, AIG lost $238 per share. I think that's a world record. AIG is now back up to an $80 billion company. AIG is hitting new highs. But AIG's growth isn't anything like what Ping An is. Ping is growing at 20% per year, while AIG is expected to grow their earnings by about 9% per year. So double the growth and about the same forward P.E. ratio, and a market that has the wind at its back, not the wind in its face anymore, and a market where there's money being printed. Now, having said that, I treat it like any other stock. I have about a 3% position, 3.5% position. I believe in my conservative growth portfolio because it's a large cap company. Pays a little bit of a dividend yield. I look at the chart every single day. You know, that's another way bubbles are created, when people just buy just to be buying. And they never look at valuation. They never look at charts. Before they know it, the bubble has burst. And they've been caught up in it. And there's a mess everywhere, like the single-family home bubble in 2009. Well, Ping still makes sense from a valuation point of view. Ping definitely has the momentum, the mighty Mo behind it. And Ping still has a very good stock chart. Out of 4,099, now we go all over the world. I need to add one more and we'll be at 4,100. I go all over the world and I look at markets and indexes and the app lumps them all together in the same pot. And it stirs them up and it says, okay, where's those nuggets amongst the rock that we're sifting? And the more rocks we can sift, the more nuggets we can find. And they've opened up new territories to us that weren't there before. And we're already starting to produce and bring back little vials with little shiny nuggets like Ping Insurance, which is not a recommendation. I could give you 25 that look good right now from this area. I'm just using this one as an example. Ping comes in at number 31 out of 4,099. It was number 8 yesterday. And it is a stock that we own here at Gunderson Capital Management. You see what I mean? You got to think a little bit outside. You got to take a look when things are full in America and when the printing presses aren't worrying. And we've also been finding some nuggets in London, the UK, looks very lucrative right now because they're speeding up the money printing presses. We're finding bargains in Switzerland right now. Hey, you got to go where the valuations are. This week's newsletter will have many like this. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com and I'll teach you how to fish, do some international fishing. pwstreet.com. We'll be right back for the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've talked a little bit once again, and I'm going to talk about it daily, about the risk that is in the bond market right now. And you know, this applies to a whole lot of people. I would say 90% of investors out there, if you're in those traditional asset allocation models, you have exposure to bond funds and bond ETFs, because that's what's taught these days. If you become an advisor or a broker, the asset allocation methodology is very easy to teach. Someone can get up and running very quickly. We just interviewed a guy that worked for an insurance company, a planning company, a national planning company. He's a college graduate, cut his teeth for the last year at a national insurance company, and they taught him the asset allocation model, and he uses the traditional asset allocation software, and he knows how to plug in the numbers to determine your risk tolerance and your time horizon, and come away with a nice pie chart and a nice 20-page report that tells you how you can meet your goals at some point in the future. Now, there's the vast majority of my industry uses that model because it's very easy to teach, and it's this little box that their brokers can't expand too far out of. They don't want them picking stocks. They don't want them picking sectors. They don't want them timing the market at all. They don't want them really looking at the economy. They want them raising new money and bringing in new assets. And they want to dispense with the planning and the money management as quickly as possible so that they can move on to the next person. And they don't want their people busy managing money, which, you know what, I can understand that. If you're a big national sales company, insurance company, you want your people selling. You don't want them managing money. Or they offload the money management process, which is nothing wrong with that, to third-party money managers. All right, there's a lot of bond funds and a lot of bond ETFs floating around because that's a major part of that process. And I just have a real problem right now having exposure to the bond market, no matter what the asset allocation models say, because I think there is going to become, the theater is very, very crowded right now, and there's the smell of smoke just faintly in the theater. And before somebody yells fire, those interest rates could spike up real, real quickly. There could be a real liquidity crunch. Okay. So I still like stocks, obviously. And I don't always like stocks. There's going to come a time when I don't believe that the stock theater is going to be crowded and it's time to get out before everybody wants out at the same time. But now's not that time. There's still opportunity. There's probably 5 or 6 new buys in my newsletter this week, some foreign, some domestic. I'm still finding opportunities in the stock market. When I can't find opportunities anymore, then, you know, we'll know that we've just about run our course on this bull market that's in its 7th year. And we look at the U.S. market, which currently is trading at 20 times earnings on the S&P 500. That's full, in my opinion. But we're looking ahead to next year now. We know that this year has been a leveling off year. We had 2 extreme events which seem to be in the rearview mirror right now. A rising dollar and falling oil prices. And now those 2 have turned around and they're going the other way. Meanwhile, while the U.S. markets have stalled, that's caused us to look at other areas for markets that aren't stalled right now. And one of those fertile areas is an area that I've avoided like the plague for the last several years. But right now it looks attractive, and that's China. Europe also looks attractive right now because they have now what we don't have, quantitative easing. And in the case of China, they have a cheaper market. So we look overseas for other opportunities. And there's different ways to get exposure to those areas of the market. And I wouldn't go hog wild with it, but there is definitely opportunity there. Whether it be through mutual funds, whether it be through exchange-traded funds, and whether it be through individual stocks, like we just featured, there's ways to get exposure to it. And at some point in time, I'm sure a bubble will develop there. But right now, as I look at valuations, which tells me whether how big that bubble is, the bubble right now is in the U.S. bond market. The bubble is not in foreign stocks right now. In fact, emerging markets as a whole are trading at about 11 times earnings right now. That is not a bubble. Now, we'll talk 3 months from now or 6 months from now, and we'll keep our eyeballs glued to those valuations and make sure we'll crunch the numbers daily here at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll watch those charts. But for now, there's just a lot more lucrative areas of the market. There's a cycle going on, and the cycle is changing quickly. And if you continue to ride the cycle that you're on, you could really get caught up in quite a massacre. Anyways, those are my thoughts. You can watch CNBC, you can watch Fox, you can read Barron's, you can read the Wall Street Journal for other thoughts. But this is one man's opinion, and I stand by him. I've been bullish in the market since March 23rd, 2009, and I've been bearish on the bond market since about, probably April 15th, something like that, 2015, when I said a new bear market has now begun in the bond market. Take it or leave it. You can get my newsletter by going to my website at pwstreet.com. I'll be polishing up this week's newsletter. It is quite a process. I want to make sure the information is accurate, and I want to make sure that I've found the best little gold nuggets, potential areas of the river that I can possibly find for you, the individual investor. And if this is all too much for you to try to find stocks on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange, well, we manage money here at Gunderson Capital Management. That's my main thing. Some people think my main thing is being a newsletter writer. No, I manage money. I write the newsletters on Friday, and I manage money while I'm writing the newsletter. I write the newsletter to make me a better money manager because it forces me to look at the world every week in detailed perspective. You can give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.